I don't know, and I don't give a f-.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
Industry secrets and all the stories that made my therapist cry. So once again, sorry about your eardrums on that one. Once again, welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I have managed to do the thing that I always say that I'm not going to do, but inevitably, I think that this is just how my brain works. Only under pressure. Only under pressure can I perform to my own expectations, because what is it about sometimes I'll be in super production mode and everything is easy. Everything is coming naturally to me. It's all totally fine. I am in like what I consider to be flow state, right? And then I just go through large, seemingly endless periods of the inability to do almost anything. Like, I'll end up starting to be late for things. Now listen, 5 minutes late is one thing, right? But everything just kind of starts upending on itself. And that is kind of the point that I am at now, because this is what I always do. I isolate and then I want everything all at once, like a big bukkake. And I don't know why I always think, oh, I've like rested enough, so now I can take on the social life and patterns of like a halfway normal human being. And then I go out there and I do that and I realize that yet again, I have overwhelmed myself. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to get through it and it's going to be totally fine. But I am so all consumed with this huge schedule of things that I've done, whether just like reconnecting with friends, making sure that I have shoot scheduled, like getting through my own shoots, scheduling shoots with people that I haven't like seen in forever, just the endless content mill, so that maybe I can finally feel like I am caught up enough to kind of relax and take a break. But then I realize like that there's so much more that I didn't do like during my period of like being down and dark, right? And so then I get overwhelmed with all that stuff. So I have to also add that to the plate of the huge laundry list of things that I've decided to take on for like 2 months straight, right? And I don't give myself like any time to break. It's like I have to do everything completely all or nothing. And then I'm just completely devastated in between, and my brain feels like a potato. And I feel like I'm never going to be able to accomplish anything ever again. I know that I'll get through this and it will change, but I need to be honest with y'all, because like things have been kind of weird. So something I want to talk about a little bit, well, why I'm in this outfit for one, because it's not Halloween yet by the time that this comes out, but I'm starting already to prepare my Halloween content, because October is my month, dude. Like, it goes crazy. I get so much joy out of creating like fun and engaging scenes, but I've also now overwhelmed myself. So now I had a breakdown on a set that I created for a solo video yesterday. I couldn't get through it because I started crying because I don't know, because I don't know why I do this every time. Like, I need to like pack everything in, right? But then I also have had this point of like stalling with my book, and just everything feels like it's paused and at this point, and I want to be able to do everything all at once and I can't, and it's very overwhelming, and there's just a lot going on, and people have been really bitchy on a certain platform lately as far as like, hey, when are you gonna get this done and get this done? It's like, so you want me to be available to talk to you like at the drop of a hat, which I try to do. I keep my phone with me like at all times. I'm like almost never unplugged. But then you also want your content to be delivered like the custom that you paid for, which obviously I understand, but I do everything as fast as I possibly can. And then I have people just like breathing down my neck. I'm like, you're not the only person that I talk to. Like, this is a job. This is like my career. This is what I've done for over 12 years. And yes, I have a system, but like, I don't know if people just like, a lot of people don't know or don't understand how much content I create on a monthly basis. Between podcast customs, trying to create new content, retrofitting old content, trying to schedule games and clubs and keep up with welcomes and cock ratings, and like, there's so much all the time that I create. And then it's like, oh, I also need to create safe for work stuff. And there's no point almost creating safe for work stuff because no matter what I do, I'm in this endless shadow ban. Currently, I'm not even able to, sometimes there's like a photo and it'll be like, hey, if you remove this photo, we can show you to non-followers again. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's nothing wrong with this photo, but fine. And I'll delete it. But now they're starting to be really, really, really aggressive with even like the mention of a certain site or like anything. Like they're going through and scrubbing everything. And it's like, I don't even specifically, except for I think X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, is the only place that I directly link to my Spicy page. Because I understand that, like, I understand why certain things are in place, but you can't just like remove people from society. Like, I mean, well, I guess actually you can. You actually can. And that's the interesting thing, because like I fight to get my content seen to like not necessarily remain relative. I mean, I guess we're all trying to remain relative to like some extent, but like I want to create content. I have fun creating content, but the less that it gets seen and gets interaction, it's still fun to create it, but it feels like these things go into the void. And then I have so many ideas and things that I want to create and bring to fruition, but then you have to work all these other people into it. Or if they are things that you're doing yourself, I can go and film and spend an entire day just shooting content like endlessly, right? But then I have to go in and organize all the content. Then I have to edit it. Then I have to make sure that nothing's missing. Then I have to make sure the audio is good, because if the audio is not good, certain things need to be reshot. I'm building sets. Like, I have a set right now that I have to tear down, actually. Like, it's in the process right now for Tomb Raider. But, like, there's so many things that go into do. And maybe I'm just making it too complicated on myself, because I feel like other creators aren't necessarily so stressed out about content. Maybe that's just, like, the way that my brain works. But, like, I really like to create engaging, like, fun content that feels like it's worthwhile for what people are paying for. Like, do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. Like, of course, sometimes there's just things like on my phone or whatever, like, but often I'm like putting in maximal effort, even trying to like make sure that I'm wearing like the right outfit. Do you want a landscape? Do you want it this way? Like, are there specific things? If someone doesn't like a custom for whatever reason, which is like almost has never happened to me, I am always willing to be like, hey, let me go above and beyond and try to fix something that you wanted or compensate you with something else, because I want people to feel like they're getting value for what they're paying for, because they don't have to come see me and be entertained by me. So if y'all are going to come hang out with me, tip me, do whatever, then I want to make sure that you're actually having a really good time. But it can get, and I say this like, but one of the problems lately is I feel like, and this is like totally up to whatever, like, but honestly, it feels when you're trying to do all of this stuff. And then it's like, people get mad at you when I'm like, you haven't tipped even $5 in the past month. Why are you being rude to me right now? It's like, it's, I try to put priority to people who are actively paying, because it's like people forget that this is my job. Like, I think that it's pretty wild to assume. And for some people, I think that this is like, for some people, this may certainly be the case. I don't personally like understand it myself, but I love doing slutty things. All right. I like being watched. I like having an audience, but I get paid for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I think, like, if I couldn't make money from it and I wasn't creating content that was like fun for people and that they're viewing and jerking off to, like, why wouldn't I just be like a dirty little slut in my own private life? Like, because you get paid for it, right? Like, it's like you want me to be able to create these amazing videos, but then you don't want me to be able to fund it. Am I supposed to like only pay that out of pocket forever and like have a loss on creating porn? Like, I understand that there's other things that I could do and all of that, but other people need to understand that too. Like, if I'm here and doing the thing, I'm not telling you that you have to tip or spend money. You don't have to. But then don't be a dick to me. There's like absolutely no reason for it. It's just so crazy. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes when you, I just feel like I've been doing this for 12 years and it's not like me getting tired of what I do, because I like the process of creating. I like engaging in fantasy. I like creating fantasy, like not only for myself, but for like fans that I play with, fans, friends, whatever you want to call yourself. If we have had fun interactions online together, that's because I really do enjoy it. And of course, like if we're doing something that's like customized, or if you're buying this content, whatever, yes, there's that element to it. But it's fun and it's exciting because it feels just like I've created something that someone else enjoyed enough to spend money on. And that's cool. Now, you never have to do that, but then you can't also expect the same level of attention as I have to put into other areas of my job, because at the end of the day, this is my job. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't go to people's work and just expect them to do stuff for free. Like, something that's really important to me, even when I'm, whether I'm hiring, you know, my handyman to like fix things around the house, or to update something with a set, or to like build a piece of furniture that, you know, when I fuck up my thumb or something, like if I'm hiring a videographer, a photographer, I want to know people's rates. I want to know if they are comfortable with trade. I want to know if a trade is valuable to not only me, but also to that person. Because if not, then I don't really think that they're getting value for it. So I always like to offer to compensate people at the very least. Sometimes I take it, sometimes I don't. Like, we can work out rates and stuff, but I want to make sure that people feel like valued, that their time is valuable, because everyone's time is valuable. So I want to make sure that if you are spending time on me, that I make you feel like you, that you have value for that. I got my bangs cut and they're at the point that they're like really, really pokey, and it just got my eyelid. So that was a big rant about stuff and things. I thought that what I would do, because I'm really at that kind of burnout stage, but I really needed to get an episode in, and I was going to have a guest, but that fell through. So now I'm back in here in this outfit doing a solo episode. So this is definitely going to be extremely unhinged. I feel like I've kind of been in another little dark hole recently, so I'm gonna try to use this to pull myself out of it a little bit, but things have just been kind of fucky lately, so I'm trying to work on it. And I thought I would go through my little notes section, and if there's time, maybe tabs, and I think that there is voicemails as well. So I thought that we would open with voicemail. Well, this is opening now, already 12 minutes in, but you know, rant. It was like a rant intro, so it's fine. So if this isn't fun, I apologize. It's just because, you know, I don't apologize, because honestly, like, my creativity has just been completely like suckled out of me lately. I feel like, you know, when you hear about suckling on the tea. I feel suckled. I feel completely suckled. If you guys can't tell from how things have been going lately, or like my weird crash outs on like live streams and stuff like that, like things have been really weird. Does anybody else feel like we're on this weird precipice moment of there's something that's going to change, something that's going to be very big, but you don't know what it is? I can't like put my finger on what it is, and I feel like a fortune teller right now. I'm like, I'm reading your aura. But no, because I felt like this for a while, like a lot this year actually, is that everything kind of keeps shifting and changing, and I don't really know where the path is headed, right? Do you know what I mean? I feel like sometimes or often in the past, I've at least been able to kind of like feel like, okay, I'm comfortable in this, and I know this, and this is things that I know. And now this year, I kind of feel like a lot of that has been turned upside down, on its head, all over around, and I'm kind of trying to find a bit of balance, and it's been really difficult. So bear with me as I continue with this, and let's pull out some voicemails so I don't have to keep talking about that I don't even understand what I'm saying. Like, that's one of the weird things, is I feel like I've been a bit disconnected from myself for a few months. I don't really know what to do about that, because I can't just like disappear. Sometimes do you sometimes think about just like disappearing? Not like unaliving yourself, but like sometimes there's something that sounds so magical. And this is like weird little like part of my brain, because a lot of my brain is like front center attention. Like these are all these things I want to do. I want to create all these things. I want people to see the things that I create. I want to, you know, provide value to someone. I want to provide entertainment. I want to connect to people, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the other part of me. There is the part of me that just wants to vanish. Just like never post on social media again. Like poof, into the abyss. Molly Stewart, never heard of her. Oh, she just kind of went into the abyss. Molly Stewart slid into the abyss and no one heard from her ever again. No one knows what she's doing now. She could be out in the woods. She could be like in the ocean on a boat. You know, maybe she's a boat person now. You just have no idea, because I vanish. I'm gone. It's like when I go to a party and I make sure that everyone sees me for like a quick moment and then poof, smoke bomb. I'm gone, disappeared. That is sometimes what I want to do. And when I feel like that, which I have been feeling like that a lot lately, it is very hard to be in a creative headspace or to look at myself and feel like sometimes with content creation, I know this is all over the place, but sometimes with content creation, I feel, especially as someone who's been doing it for as long as I have, because it's been 12 years, and there's a lot of joy that comes with it, but there's something, especially because I don't have like a big team of people just doing things for me, which would be really helpful. Like, I was talking to some people and they're like, I have an assistant. And I was like, a what? You have an assistant? Where do you get like an assistant to help you with all this stuff? It's crazy. So an assistant would be cool. But I don't know if this is the same for every other content creator, but when I edit like my own content, or I'm going through my phone and I'm trying to like make space and clear out, or like find a photo of like my dogs or like me and my partner, and I try to keep my phone clear of the things I create, like I like make create backups and put on the computer and edit here and send to people, but I it's like I can't escape myself. Do you know what I mean? There's something about the disappearing, like where I think like no mirrors, no phones, no computers, no nothing. Like, because sometimes when you have to look at yourself so closely under such like a microscopic lens, like picking apart every little piece of yourself that you know other people could, or that other people will, inevitably will, because that is just what people do, because people see something and they don't want perfection, because like they say that they do, but what's better for most people, I feel, and this is just like my experience of people on the internet and existing in the world, is like people say that they want the perfection. Like, this is what you need to look like. Like, why don't you look like this? Like, you got fat, you got too skinny, you got too muscular, you got too this, you got too that. Because they don't want, no matter what you look like, no, like not everyone is going to be happy with it. And specifically, even those same people, if you changed everything that you like looked like to appease whatever it is that they're telling you in that moment, right? They're still not going to be satisfied with it. So they'll find something else to pick apart, because that's just what people like that do. And it's what a lot of people like to do. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if it makes people feel better, because I know I've talked about this like a little bit before, but I mean, I'm sure there's new listeners to the pod or whatever, but I don't really understand. Even like, it's not like I don't think like negative thoughts about people. Come on now. Like, but you just, I don't say them. Like, it doesn't occur to me for the most part. Like, I would rather say something to someone's face directly, but even then, like, I just can't really see, unless I'm like actively engaged in an argument with something, yeah, I can probably get nasty. But when I just see people existing in the world and I like have a thought about them, it doesn't occur to me to just like spit that out of my mouth or type that onto my phone for them. Cause who cares? Why should that person give a f- what I think about them or what I thought in that moment or whatever? Like, maybe there's something, I don't know if these people even necessarily believe all the nasty things that they say, especially when it comes to appearance. I know that there's people who are radicalized about crazy. Everything is going insane on the internet right now. I tried to hop back into the internet and social media, and that was just a dumpster fire. So I closed that again right away, wash my hands of it, because there's a lot going on that I am just personally not prepared to deal with, because I'm dealing with depression and lack of self at the moment. So we're working, it's steps, but the internet is honestly a dumpster fire. And if the internet made me want to be that cruel to people, especially people that I didn't know, what kind of person would I be? Because I think about that sometimes, because like, it's not like I've never had beef with anyone, or it's not that I've never had any drama or whatever, but even those people, like, to me, I'm of the mindset that like, okay, you wronged me, you did X, Y, Z, you were given like Y, Z, Q number of chances. It's done now. So it's just done. I'd rather not see you at all. I would rather not ever speak to you again. And you're just dead to me. Because what are we talking about? Like, just opening up that can of worms, like, again and again and again, to just like feel the pain, just be like, it won't be like that this time. Oops, knowing full well that it's going to be exactly like that, because it's consistently been that way. Because you'll get those little moments of, ah, and then it's right back down to the pits of nastiness that you're like, why did I even do this? Like, do I love self-flagellation like that much? Am I that much of a masochistic that I'm just going to let these people continue doing this kind of stuff to me? Like, pulling away from that, I just kind of feel like I'm at this point that, how do I say this? I feel like I just don't fit.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Anywhere. And I don't want to try. Like, I don't want to try, because I've thought about it a lot. Don't get me wrong, because I am a big overthinker, and I have thought it to death why I can't seem to fit into not only like my own industry, or even like not even just the adult industry, but like content creators in general, or like podcasters, or like things that are funny, or this and that. Like, I feel that no matter where I go, I can mesh for a minute, and I can like feed off another person's energy for like a moment, and then I feel like I as a person reach this expiration date that is unbeknownst to me, but everyone else around me can read. And so it always comes as a surprise to me when suddenly like I'm spoiled and tossed aside, which is not like, oh, poor me. I just think that I've thought about things that I could change. I feel like I've made a lot of positive changes in my life and as a person. And a lot of that has been kind of like pulling back from people. I don't know if like, it's not that I never want to hang out with people or anything like that. I think that I've just kind of become comfortable being a drifter and kind of like, here I am kind of in my own little zone. I don't really know what's going on with drama in any sort of industry that I'm even remotely attached to. People kind of reach out to me. Do you know what? That's another funny thing. I don't even necessarily do this burnout thing like intentionally. I have these big waves where nobody talks to me. Like, nobody says anything. Nobody asks how I'm doing. Nobody wants to do shoot. Nobody wants to do anything, right? Or I'll reach out to someone and they'll be like, yes, I'll get back to you. And then nobody does. And I just kind of sit there for a long time. I'm like, hello? Is anyone there? And then I kind of like stop reaching out and I just kind of give up. And I'm like, okay, cool. So now I'm going to like focus on doing me stuff. And then as soon as I get to that point of getting into the focus of not trying to make plans with other people or to like focus on other people's drama or things that are going on, I start to get back into that peaceful moment of like, this is what I want to do. Here is the path I want to take. Here is what I want to write with the book. Here is what I want to do today. Here is a schedule that I have fallen into. And then, like, as soon as I kind of start to get comfortable in that, everybody reaches out at once. And this is not like me being upset about it or anything. It's just kind of like, I don't know if maybe I'm just a thought that comes up every few months, and that's okay and that's good. I just feel like I need to be better about like spreading like things with people out over a more consistent timeline, so I don't feel so dark at the end of it, or like in the very middle of it where I have to like keep pushing my way through it. I just don't really know how to regulate. Maybe that's something that I should start to work on. I feel like sometimes I feel like I have it so figured out, and then I just lose it for whatever reason. Brains are weird, man. I wish we understood more about the brain. Anyway, that was a lot and I didn't really say anything, so let's do voicemails. No one is listening anymore anyway. It's fine. These are really, truly just my journals. Man, I am a weird individual. All right. Let's play this voicemail. 2 minutes long. Y'all, 2 minutes is a really long for a voicemail. I'm just saying. All right.
Molly, don't be so happy about the aliens from outer space.
Oh, no. Seamus, what do we talk about with the news?
This is Seamus. I don't know where you are. You could be living in France. You'd be living in Australia, the country of Australia. You could have accidentally moved back to Las Vegas. But something has happened at Area 51. Something bad is happening.
I could have accidentally moved back to Las Vegas. I live here. Like, I don't understand. Seamus, here's what I don't understand. How can you follow me, be up to date on podcasts, and not know where I live, or like not know where I am? It's very concerning to me that you like know this much random stuff about news that, and like are panicking about things that, number one, probably aren't true. Number two, you have absolutely no control over. And you know that I've addressed this in your voicemails before. Yes? Okay, let's continue.
These folks, and this references two shows that you did, Whisk Up Those Eggs, and the virtual reality show that you did where you said you accidentally clumsily fell on top of some folks in a wheelchair.
What? I came on folks in a wheelchair. Seamus, sometimes, like, I know exactly what you're talking about, because it's like, oh yeah, that episode. And then sometimes I'm like, I think you might have dreamed that one.
Yeah, we don't know who those folks are, but you would know if they were Area 51 folks, because they'd be saying, help me, help me. We're from Area 51. Like, they say that straight out. We're from Area 51. And somehow they've gotten far away from Area 51, and they've got, like...
Seamus, what in the f*** are you talking about? You're talking, like, in run-on sentences, and I have no idea what you're saying. Who would just run out and say, I'm from Area 51? If someone ran up to me and was like, I'm from Area 51, I'd be like, sick, don't speak to me. What are you, Seamus, I'm really concerned
about you. They could have charred skin. They could have boils on their tongues. I think they have boils on their tongues. They're talking about cancer and tumors. And
Seamus, who?
They may be radioactive.
Who?
They could be radioactive. I don't know how they got past the Amazonian killer bees. The death bees.
Do you want to know how? Do you want to know how these people from Area 51 got past the Amazonian killer bees? It's because they weren't doing anything. Like, they weren't none of, because it's not real. Is it like the National Enquirer? Like, where are you getting this wild, out of left field, like out of outfield? We're so far out of the field that we're like in the metropolis. Like, I don't know what you're talking about at all, but this is really concerning. And if this keeps happening, like, I just don't, maybe do people like these voicemails? Because to me it just seems like, I feel like every time that I answer one of these voicemails, I have to be like, but what the f*** are you talking about? Why is this something, do you really think, is it funny? That's what I need to know, because you sound so serious that it leaves me concerned that maybe your humor is just like a bar even higher than I could have like anticipated. Maybe it's just like too much for me and I can't understand it. I can't tell if you're joking, if you're trolling, or if you're actually concerned about these things. But part of me believes that you are actually concerned about these things because you also brought up the bees again. So it's like you're remembering this. This is committed to your memory. And if these are things that you're actually concerned about, you need to stop watching the news. None of these things are like going to affect you. They got past the Amazon and killer bees because maybe if there were one or two, or maybe this was real or fake or whatever, because it's not a big deal. It's not that big of a concern. Most of everything in the news is not as much news as it is to like just piss you off or make you afraid or make you want to argue about something or just like put some idea in your head, because it's just everybody's opinion. It's just noise, constant noise. Even what I'm doing now, even if you are listening to this podcast right now, all I am doing is making noise. The noise is endless. I actually like had to put limits on like podcasts I'm listening to, because sometimes I just like can't sit in the silence, and we're always surrounded by noise. We're surrounded by the noise of traffic, by the noise of whatever's on our phone, whether it's something that's actually playing or whether we're reading something that someone else has said, or we're listening to a podcast about somebody else's opinion, or reading some news source that we don't really like research any further than this headline, and we're like, oh my god, now I'm going to be upset about that. Then you have that noise playing in your head. Is this something that I should be worried about? What about these other things? And I'll go down this rabbit hole of doing something else, and it's all this noise to just distract us from figuring out what we want to do in life that's going to make us happy and fulfilled. And instead we're wasting all of our time stressing out about things that don't even matter at the end of the day. Why am I even, sir? I'm no better than Seamus at this point. Oh, poor me. I'm burning myself out because I'm making content. You stupid, selfish, entitled bitch. Like, oh my god, I have to make content and talk to people. Yeah, doing social is hard. It's hard to be around people when you're not very good at being around people and you're not even sure if you're a real person. I understand it's difficult, but you just have to do it. And we need to turn off the noise. Even don't listen to this podcast anymore. Nobody probably will after this one anyway. And that's totally fine with me, because the more that I get off of social media, the more I stop listening to other people's opinions, the more you start to realize that none of this really matters. And you can start to pick apart what it is that you really want out of life, because so many people don't. No, I know what I want out of life. And now, unfortunately, I'm getting to this stressed out point of being like, well, I have to do this so that I can ensure that I have money and time set aside to be able to do these things that fulfill me, because this is what I look forward to. This is why I do the work that I do, so that I can make myself happy doing this. And if I take on everybody else's all the time, then I'm not going to be able to have the time or the mental wherewithal to be able to do those things that feed me. So yes, I do need to take a month or two out of the time to take on everybody else's stuff and make sure that I'm out there making content, that I'm being a social person, that I'm checking in on everybody, that I'm doing these things. Because if I don't do that, then I'm a shitty person. But like, if you're not available at like all the time, you know, like people didn't used to be available all the time. You had to like write letters or like actually call someone on the phone, or there were certain times of the day that you didn't call. You couldn't just like text people at all hours. Like, everybody wasn't just on social media all the time. I know I sound like an old crotchety cunt. I don't care. I don't honestly care, because it's true. It's stressful. No wonder everyone's so stressed out and pissed off. And it's just because like, you just feel like you have to be a part of that to be a part of the world. And you don't have to, because the world is so much bigger than all the things that we're wasting our time on. And it's just like, I forget that all the time. And then I go out and I'll go like hike and I'll go do these things. And then you have to go remember it again. And it's just like, but it's, I just see it all the time. And people are like, oh, like, what have you been up to? When someone asks me what I've been up to, if we haven't seen each other, like, I don't even know how to reply to that anymore. I don't know. I haven't seen in a year. What have you been up to? Well, I quit vaping, lost like 3 friendships that I thought I was like really close with, which was super cool. What else have I done? Oh, I wrote a book and a half. I'm almost done with the second book. So that means I'll have probably written 2 books by the end of this year. I started figuring out how to retrofit all of these healthy recipes like out of things that weren't healthy so that I could still have and feed my sweet tooth. I gained 10 pounds. I lost 10 pounds. I started training legs. I injured my thumb rollerblading. I skinned up my knee rollerblading. Like, there's all these things that I'm doing. And then if I go and ask people the same question, it's why I can't do small talk, because I feel like nobody's doing anything. They're all just like wanting to talk about like their interactions with other people. And almost none of my interactions are with other people unless it's on the internet with my page, maybe social media a little bit, but I don't like engage there. I engage on my page. So most of the people that I talk to on a daily basis are also people that are jerking off to me, which I'm totally fine with. But also, like, what do I have to talk to people about? Everybody else just wants to talk about these things that are these like relationships that they seem like they like don't enjoy, like friendships or like relationship, like whatever. And I just, half the time, I don't even know how to reply to any of these things because it's just not something that I engage in. And I don't know how to even, I don't even know how to relate to people anymore. And I think I'm actually okay with that. But Seamus, I'm not going to listen to your other voicemail because anyway. Sometimes you just want to, like, it's like the disappearing thing, but I'm like, sometimes I just want to blow it all up. You know what I mean? Just like, just see what happens. I feel like there was a time where everything was just like, blow it all up. Who cares? Like, start over. It's just like, maybe I will. Who knows? I guess you'll have to stay tuned to find out. All right, let's see. What else? What's in my notes? Being self-critical with content. You have to look at yourself all the time. Yeah. I think I was talking about that earlier and then I got like sidebarred on 50 other things. But man, like, it is a thing of even around this room. Sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. That's like someone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, whenever I edit photos or edit content and I have to look at it with, like, you know, the eye of someone who's creating something, like the director, the editor, whatever. And I have to be like this, this, this. And then I'll start picking apart like every little thing and stress myself out. And it's just me. Like it's just me doing it. But I get so tired of like looking at myself all the time. I was saying that like scrolling through my phone, it's just like me, 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 me. And I don't understand. There's something to me, like, if I had a photo of myself as my lock screen on my phone, it would only be like, I think if I was with my, like, my partner, my friend, or like my dog or something. But even then, like, I don't want to have to look at myself. I feel like I'm already so much under like this microscope because it's like everybody else. I don't really care. Like, maybe, like, I really don't care. I don't care if other people don't think I'm attractive. It's all this stuff of like my own critical lens. Like, I don't know why I look at myself that way. I really don't. Like, I don't feel like I used to think about, when did I start like really thinking about, oh, you know, it has been a long time, hasn't it? Because it's just that thing that, you know, when you reach a certain age, like you're, as a woman especially, I feel like, I don't know if this is the same with men. If it is, like, let me know if this is something you've experienced. But like, oh, you have to like know how to do your makeup and you have to like look this certain way. And if, but don't look like you're, don't try too hard, like very light makeup. I remember like when I was first hearing about how to do makeup and I was like, I don't really want to wear makeup. And it's like, well, you have to wear some makeup, but just like a little bit. Well, the best makeup that you can do is actually to look like you're not wearing any makeup. And I remember thinking, bitch, what the f- are you talking about? If it's made to look like you're not wearing makeup, then why would you wear it? Why would you even wear it? And don't get me wrong, because I actually really like wearing makeup. Like, I think that there's a time and a place that I, and sometimes it just like pops you up and makes you feel good. Like, I don't know, maybe guys have the same thing with like trimming their beard a certain way, or like, I don't, like, some guys like to wear makeup too. So I don't even know what to tell you. Like, I'm sure that y'all experience that as well. But I feel like, at least growing up more as a girl, it's like I started to, you know, get made fun of like all these clothes that you wear. And I'm a person who can wear like the same thing. Like, I've always been the person who I'm like, here's this outfit and it's like my uniform. And I'll wear it like for 2 days if it doesn't get too dirty, and then I wash it, or I have like a different standby one, or I switch out every other day, like, or just multiple things of like one outfit. Like, I could have been very comfortable like in Steve Jobs' closet probably, because I have so many different clothes now and like different outfits for things like shoots and content. But for the most part, I wear like just these bland, baggy, oversized clothes. And I like it. And that's how I feel comfortable. And I just looking at myself all the time, like, especially often I don't really feel sexy. Like, I don't feel like a sexy person. And when I'm making content, like, it's sometimes it's hard to get into that headspace. And I know that some people, simps, who will just be like, oh, you look amazing, like, no matter what, and blah, 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 and you're always so beautiful. And that's, like, nice to hear. Thank you very much. Like, you feed my ego. But I don't personally feel like, no matter how many times that it could be said, whether my partner's saying it, whether it's a fan who's saying it, whether someone sent me $1,000 and said it, like, I just am not going to see myself that way. And every now and then I catch a glimpse of it, and I'll see myself and I'll be like, oh, look, I like how I look. And sometimes that's like when I haven't shot content in like a week, like, which is like, sometimes, like, honestly, I feel and look the sexiest right after my period, which is actually probably true, which is maybe it's like a hormonal thing. But because I don't really shoot anything or like try to take photos or anything when I'm on my period, like, because why the fuck would I do that? Like, I'm bloated. I usually have acne. I feel like shit. And when I am not like looking at myself that closely under a lens, like, even if I'm editing a little bit, it's totally different than just like being there, taking photos, making sure this is okay. Which ones do I have to delete? Do I have to edit it? Blah, 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 blah. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages, and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Get Soul. Go to getsoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to getsoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. And I don't know, there's something that's like kind of feels cool about not having to look at yourself for a minute. Like, it's actually wild to me that people after 12 years still want to look at me. That's crazy to me, because I haven't wanted to look at myself all this time. Because it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, I do, but all right. Let me see. Da-da-da. I have so many things that I could talk about, but dear God. Okay. Nervous tick picking eyelashes. Why do I have this in here? Oh, because I was getting stressed out the other day, and I think I just wrote this down as a thought, but I started like, whenever I start to get stressed out or anxious, I feel like my eyes are really itchy and then I have eyelashes poking my eyeballs. So what I do is I start like squeezing my eyelashes and then rolling them together and then I just give a tug and anyone that comes out is fair game and I go and I blow them off my fingers and then I keep going back in. I'm like, no, there's definitely still more. And then I just keep ripping out eyelashes and then blowing them off my fingers. And then sometimes I'll just have like a weird patch of no eyelashes, but then like really long eyelashes on either side. I don't know why I thought that people would want to hear about that, but maybe you relate to that. If you've ever picked your eyelashes out of stress, please write into the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail at 702-900-6446. I don't know. And also let me know, y'all, if you still want to hear Seamus's voicemails, because honestly, they're starting to stress me out. Like, Seamus, here's the thing. The way that you send these voicemails and the way that you kind of like disregard everything that I said, if you and I were like friends on a personal like term, like we knew each other in real life and this is how you talked, I would stop talking to you. Like I would probably ghost you because I just can't, like, this is not a conversation that I would like to have like time and time again. So I need you to understand that and just like really take into consideration what I've been saying about your unhealthy obsession with this random news of things that, you know, are just kind of made to keep you going, ah, when you could be doing other things that are much more beneficial for your life. Okay. So what else? What's life got to do? Got to do with it? What's love? Oh, wait. So I know I've talked about massages before. David, you might have to cut that singing out. Actually, I don't know if that's claimable or not. It's probably fine. It's parody, right? If I just call it parody, then it's fine. Is that how parody law works? I have no idea. So here's the thing. I've talked before about how in my mind, it's like running a bath and then it's too hot and I kind of sit in it and I burn myself and then I get out and I don't really enjoy the bath. I want to enjoy a massage so badly. Now, I've always liked giving massages. Like, I'm actually more of a giver, I think, overall physically. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like I have, oh my God, is that what it is? Is that why I'm a giver, like physically and sexually? Because I feel like I have the control over it. What does that mean about me? What does that say? What does that say? Like, I actually don't really enjoy receiving pleasure as much as I enjoy giving it, because even I enjoy, like, it's not that I don't enjoy receiving pleasure or that I like can't receive pleasure from others, but actually, like, I know how to get myself off the best. I usually know how to get other people off the best. I had the most amazing compliment the other day. Toot my own horn, toot mother toot. Because I use a strap-on. I really did. I went to town. I hadn't been able to use one with a girly friend, a little girly pop, in a while. So it was very, very fun. And I got really into it. I actually got like sweaty. I got out of breath with some good cardio. And afterwards I got told that that was the best strap-on thing she had ever had. Video coming soon to that place that I can't mention. That felt really good. And I forgot, where I was going with that. Where was I going with that? Let's look at the notes. It'll come back to me. The massages. So I just made the revelation about my kink. So I like giving pleasure. I want to enjoy a massage. I want to enjoy a massage. I really, really do. But I feel that I just can't, relax when it's like a stranger that I don't know, even though I know I'm paying for it. But there's just something that's weird about another person just touching all over my body. And then I had that weird experience with the dry brushing that I was like, like my skin is sensitive and why is it like dry brushing? But it's like hard dry brushing. I thought dry brushing was kind of soft, but it's like, like when I stress scratch my arms and legs and I give myself bruises because of the scratching, that's kind of what the bristles of the brush felt like. And it wasn't very relaxing to me. Now, I discovered a place that you get to basically lay in a massage bed machine. So much better. Not a person. I don't know why it's weird, but it is. And you get your head massaged and shampooed. And it's like, I love it. so much. I love head pats. I am a cat. I like head scratches. If a cat was a person, it would be me. Because I'm like, yes, touch me when I want you to. And then I'm going to rub up against you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of, that's my vibe. And also, like, you and just knock off of the counters. Oh, man. I am a cat. It's like when I threw that lemon. Oh, speaking of which, it's over a month off of vape. Actually, I should take a little peeksies. Let's see the vape. Let me check my little app. Oh, I haven't even been thinking about vape. So it feels really good. 46 days, no vape. That is the longest I have gone without vaping in a decade. So I don't have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of myself. And where was I going with that? What's love got to do? I have to look at my notes again. This is why solo episodes can be so hard. Oh my god, I'm never gonna get through the story. Okay, it's the shampoo thing, feels good in the hair, nice little massage. If I could just stay on topic for once, that would be super cool. Podcasting is really hard when it's just you in a room all by your little lonesome. So I'm a cat. I like to get head scratches. So you basically start with getting this nice little aromatherapy, I'm really congested. And they make you smell this nice little thing. I usually get like this orange or like there's a peppermint. It's very, very nice. And then they put this oil and they give you a nice little massage just on your shoulders and your neck and down your arms, right? It feels good. And then they just scrub your head and they give you like head scratches for an hour. It's amazing. It's sublime. The massage bed. The last time I was in there, it's like every time I forget, it's like the massage bed. Like, I'm just like, oh, I can't think about that anymore. But every time when I think about it, it has happened. Now, these massage beds, I don't know if they're made for someone a little bit shorter than yours truly, but I have really long legs and it's very comical to like how far my legs stick out of the little leg supports at the bottom that lift up. I feel like, oh, I can't touch the floor, but like my legs are hanging over. Now, I like a lot of pressure and I'm really good under pressure, and apparently only under pressure that I put myself under. It's a coping mechanism. Now, the way that this bed pounds my asshole, oh my god. I know that that's probably not what you're expecting to hear. I'm not expecting it. Every time I go in there, I'm like, maybe I'll position myself and it'll be this or that. The way that it gets through, and it always happens kind of more like halfway through, like right at that lull spot. Maybe it's to make sure that you don't fall asleep. Maybe that's what it is, because like halfway through this little head scrubby is usually when the energy kind of shifts like down lower, if you know what I mean. And I'm talking like duh, like on my butthole. Like, I mean, obviously not like directly on my butthole. I'm wearing pants or a skirt or whatever, obviously, but these little things in the massage bed are just like really getting in there, like and it's like on my butthole. So I don't know if it's just like the length of my body or like if I'm laying on it wrong or what is going on, but somehow still, even with the massage bed pounding my asshole through my clothing, it is still less invasive than just some stranger putting their hands on my body with oil. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's something about it, and I think that maybe I kind of like it. I don't know. I don't really know. It's a weird relationship that I have with that massage bed, but I definitely wasn't expecting it the first time it happened. But maybe that is why. Maybe it's kind of put in place and nobody's going to talk about it because they're like, hey, I don't mean to be weird, but I feel like your massage bed was pounding my asshole. Like, maybe they just know people aren't going to say it, but maybe they do it to make sure that you don't fully fall asleep because the massage feels so good that people can't be like, well, they did this or this. And they're like, well, no, we know that you're awake because our asshole pounder is, you know, programmed to make sure that you don't actually fall asleep during your head scratches. But probably not. Okay, we have time for a tiny bit more. We have time. Man, there's just so many things. There's so many things that I've written down that I actually just don't care about anymore. Which is so funny. Oh my god. Man, I've just like stopped. There's so many things that I just don't care about anymore. It's crazy. Like, and I can't even think about like what they are. Like, it's at this point that I'm probably not even that interesting anymore because so much has been consumed like for so long until, you know, this past like content month of like book stuff. And it's kind of weird because I'm in this void where I have and am processing and organizing so much information for this story world that I'm creating, but I also can't talk to anybody about it. So it's really weird. So I'm just kind of like sitting here with all of this, what I think is cool information that I actually can't talk about. So my brain is like full to capacity of my hyperfixation that is apparently not so hyper because it is lasting. So I'm going the long haul with this one, but like that is what has been consuming me. So now sometimes I feel kind of boring because I'm like, I haven't even been taking on other people's stuff. I don't even know what's going on with the world or social media or anything. Like I try to unplug as much as possible. And I'm just sitting on this like treasure trove of what I consider to be information that nobody can have access to. So maybe that's part of the reason I've been feeling kind of meh. I don't know. Maybe it's just that it's hormones and I'm just not allowed to be. Do you think that some people are just kind of naturally inclined to be a little bit more darker, a little bit more cynical. And like, it's not that I am never going to be happy. I just feel like it's just kind of part of who I am to have these moments of like dark and doubt. And maybe that's the good thing because maybe like that's the whole thing is that even though those things happen, it's like when you're feeling good, you appreciate it like so much more. And you just like put yourself as much into the thing, whatever it is, as you can. Cause you're like, who knows what I'm going to be feeling this good again. And so it really just kind of like pushes and motivates me. I don't know what mental illness that is, but this has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I'm not actually going to do another one because I might have to do another solo episode. So I'm going to save some of this stuff for later. And I'll see if I give a about something the next time that I'm here. But actually the next time that I'm coming to you with a new episode, I will be giving a because I have two upcoming podcast guests that are going to be super sweet. A little thing for the end, a little housekeeping. So some of my episodes are going out in little segments on OFTV, which if you do not know what OFTV is, it is the Safer Work OF. So it's kind of like OF YouTube, if you know what I mean. So if you want to follow me, it's at Molly Collection. I think so. Anyway, if you just search Molly Stewart on the OFTV app, or if you search for TWND podcast on the OF app, it should bring up the stuff that's there. So if you guys want to give me a follow, and you can share this stuff with a friend, if you do watch stuff on OFTV, that'd be super cool. You can follow me on Instagram. At this redhead is SFW, currently in a shadow ban. So if you're hearing this and you don't follow me yet, please go give me a follow. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. And please share with a friend, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. If you are watching on YouTube, please leave a comment to help the algorithm. Please check out all of our amazing sponsors. And thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next time. Cunt.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!